More than 83% of students at the University of Arizona are staying from one year to the next. And university officials are giving some of the credit for that to a new software program the school is using to try to identify and then help students who may be at risk of dropping out. Melissa Vito is a senior vice president at the U of A. And Melissa, what is the significance of that number for you and your colleagues?
It's seriously significant. We focus a lot on access and making sure that we recruit our students and that they see themselves at the University of Arizona. But equally important is the fact that we want our students to succeed. So one way that we measure how we're doing is by looking at freshman to sophomore retention. And so increases in that are very important, in a multitude of ways, but most important because it's our commitment to our students that if we recruit you here, we want you to do well, to stay here, to see yourself here, and to graduate.
Now, it sounds as though you are using maybe some different ways of tracking student retention and trying to improve your student retention rates. Tell me about how some of the technological advances are helping you do that.
We are. Higher education, like the rest of the world, is in the thick of using and analyzing big data. And so what we have done, we've worked with another group called Civitas that is a startup outside of Austin. And we've worked with them for a few years. But basically, among the things that we have been able to accomplish is a more dynamic way that we're able to identify where students are in terms of what their potential is for success and where they may have some risk along the way. And so, the old way of thinking about how students were going to do when they come to the university is to look at their high school grades, maybe their test scores, if they had any kinds of deficiencies, and then based on that, kind of make some assumptions about how we thought they would do and what types of support they might need while they're at the university. What we know is that a student's, potential for success along with their risk changes as they go through their freshman year. And so what our work is allowing us to do now is to more dynamically assess where students are and what their risk is.
What does the software program give you or tell you that you can't get from talking to a student's professors or advisors or people like that?
What the software allows, what it does for us is it's able to take over 800 pieces of data, variables about an individual student's life at the university, and analyze those in real time, and then feed that data back to us, looking at different factors that might identify risk for a student in terms of how successful they will be in that class. And it's interesting because your question is a good one. What do we learn that we wouldn't learn through a conversation with a faculty member and a student? And in some ways, you might learn some of that if a faculty member were able to have, conversations with each of their students in each class. But the reality is that students are taking a lot of different classes, and this provides real-time, granular data about those students that you can't get through individual conversations that are just not realistic in terms of the numbers of students we have and the numbers of students that each faculty member works with.
Now, earlier you referenced the use that the U of A and other universities are starting to implement of big data. And I think for a lot of people, the phrase maybe gives them a little bit of a pause, thinking that there's going to be a lot of their personal information that is housed somewhere that is potentially accessible to hackers. How concerned are you about having all that data in one place, and what layers of security have you tried to implement there?
We have the data that we have is data that exists on all these students and always has. What the work that we're doing with Civitas and their software allows us to analyze this data quickly in real time and in a continual way for each of the students. So, we take data security very seriously, but the data that we are getting from our students isn't necessarily new, but it is data that we're able to think about in an aggregate way and in a way that can give us a sense of how students, how students are might be doing or what risk they might have.
Melissa Vito is Senior Vice President at the University of Arizona.